Local residents in Iraq's Kurdistan region have stepped in to bridge the aid gap for Syrian refugees. The food supply for Kawa refugee camp starts in this warehouse.
All of this was brought here by citizens. Every day we distribute it to one place, for example, to the school or to the areas where the refugees are staying, because we don't have suitable storage facilities.
A charity set up by the Kurdistan region's ruling Barzani family has built a basic kitchen in Kawa camp. Syrian refugees living in the camp have been recruited as volunteer cooks.
We want to teach them voluntary work. We can also find a job opportunity for them as a cook. When a company comes here and says it needs a cook, it can choose a cook from them.
Syrian refugee Leila is part of the team of 10 cooks. She helps to prepare 3 meals every day for Kawa Camp's 3,000 refugees.
I cannot see any difficulties with this. I wake up early in the morning and each day is better than the previous one, because this is for my country. It does not make me tired.
Weeks of displacement seem to be taking their toll. Some of the refugees have become frustrated and impatient with the issue of food.
They are preparing rice, but they are not preparing enough rice for all of us. They give rice to 3 parts of the camp and the rest just get soup. Is that possible? A few days ago they brought food for lunch at 5 p.m.
Kawa camp is just one of a handful of refugee camps built over the past few weeks. The UN Refugee Agency told Press TV last week that providing enough food is a challenge faced on a daily basis. There are around 200,000 Syrian refugees in the Kurdistan region. Catering for so many mouths is not an easy task. The UN says it now needs $3 billion to fund the Syrian refugee crisis, which has seen Syrian people displaced to other countries like Jordan and Lebanon too. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Kawa.